As we talk about studying the Bible, I think we start off by just really understanding what your disciple believes about the Bible. Because we don't want to assume that, oh, this person believes that the Word is the infallible Word of God. No, but because that's not the culture in America. I talk to so many people who just think it's just another religious book. And so, yeah, let's just open it and get some good thoughts. Jesus was a good moral teacher. You know, that type of thing, and that mentality can get into even those of us who believe in Jesus to start wondering about the veracity of Scripture, you know, and the authority. And then that's going to change the way we view the commands and everything about it. And so listen, take some time and go, just let them be honest, too. Remember, just say, look, just tell me, what do you really believe about this book? Do you really think that this is God-breathed? Like, you know, like if you heard the voice of God, that this is equal to that? It's like, then I'm going to take the word differently. But to hear that out and to deal with their questions.
Start with where they're at. So there might even be, obviously it's possible you could be walking through this material with somebody who is not yet a believer, who you're saying, hey, I want to walk through this journey. And so then that's where you want to start. Now, obviously not with the assumption that I or you would bring to the table that, and hopefully you as somebody who's discipling somebody, that, okay, the Bible is the authoritative, inerrant Word of God. And so if they're not there, then you're going to start where they are. But the goal is to lead them, and especially if they're already a follower of Christ, to realize, okay, we don't come to this book looking for options to consider. Like, we come to this book looking for commands to obey. And then to help them understand the purpose of the Bible. So, and that's what a lot of this lesson revolves around, but really to help them see, okay, this book is not intended to be an answer book for every single question we may have in life. I think sometimes people think that's what the Bible is. Okay, it answers all of our questions. That's just not true. There's a lot of things that we face in daily life in 21st century that the Bible doesn't specifically address. But the Bible does tell us a grand overarching story about how God saves a people for His glory by His grace, how He reveals Himself in that, and He tells them, here's the commands by which you live and find joy and delight. And so we approach the Bible then for those things, not looking to twist Scripture to make it kind of fit every question we may have, but to say, all right, I want to submit to what God has said in this Word. And I want to know God more in the process.
Yeah, it's about the love, too. Yeah. You know, the idea of, as you study this book, it should cause your love for Him to just grow. But also, in teaching others, you teach them because you love them. You know, Corinthians talks about how our knowledge of this book, you know, our knowledge of what's true can actually lead to an arrogance if we're not pouring ourselves out in love. So even as you're learning, be careful, and as you're teaching, make sure they're not just getting more and more arrogant. Oh, I know so much Bible now. But really, but what you've learned, are you passing it on to someone else because you love them? I mean, discipleship is about, okay, you are making disciples because you love them. You're teaching them the Word of God because you love them. And so as you listen, I think it's even, okay, those of us who are task-driven, don't think, okay, I must get to next lesson, because you may be talking to someone that goes, I still don't believe this is really of God, and maybe some apologetic books may help. I know for some people, I know for me in my early days, gosh, way back, there's this book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
Josh McDowell.
And I would read some of the facts, and they're like, I didn't know. You know, I'd look at some of the prophecies that he would explain in Scripture. Yeah. Wow, that's huge. And so we've got other books like that now.
Case for Faith, Case for Christ. And we're trying to put some resources online toward that end.
Exactly. Yeah. You may take a break and say, gosh, if you don't believe this is really the Word of God, then let's study some things and let's take a couple weeks break from Multiply because there's no point in going on in this, you know, until we get this figured out, because now you're studying something you don't even believe in.
Right.
And so take your time on this issue because we've got to approach the Word of God in the right way.
This lesson is so foundational, because so much after this is, it just involves a journey through the story of Scripture. But if this, why do we study the Bible? Why does disciple making revolve around the Word of God? If this is not clear, then the waters are going to be really muddy, and it's going to be really confusing in the days to come, and we'll miss the whole point. So make sure this is clear.
Yeah, and one last thought is just, don't get defensive. I mean, sometimes we can get defensive when people ask us questions, or I mean, we want to create environments where people have doubts. Man, bring them, you know, and let's figure this out together, and don't be afraid of that, but just let them share, you know, here's what it is, and let's work it through together, because to say, you know what, I don't even know the answer to that one, and I need to figure it out too. So again, let's work through some of these things and learn together, and again, just trust that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you in the right direction. If you want this truth, God's going to give it to you, and enjoy studying the Word of God.